الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. يقول الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى سيد المسبوق رياض الصالحين الشاطر التوبة حديث نمبر 22 عن أبي نجيب عن أبي نجيب أن امرأة من دعينة أتت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي حبلى من الزنا. أبو نجيب سيد الرمل جهينة بترائب كل جهينة كانت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم while she was pregnant out of adultery. فقالت يا رسول الله إني أصبت حدا. قالت أصبت حدا فأقلها علي. She said all of them of Allah, I have committed a sin that the Sharia of Islam punishes for. So punish me for that. فدعا نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وليها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called her wali, meaning the one who takes care of her, like the father or the brother or something like that. فقال أحسن إليها. He told him, take her back home and treat her nice. And treat her nice. Meaning, don't bother her because of what she did. ففعل. So that man did so. فأمر بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فشدت عليها ثيابها. And this story is the story is shortened in this narration. But in the other narration it was said that when she had delivered the baby, she carried the baby to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. She carried the baby to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And she said, I have good birth, Ya Rasulullah. So purify me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again said to her, go back home and wait until the child begins eating. Because the child is still breastfed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not want to kill the mother and leave the baby with no one, never to this feeling. So she came back after the baby started eating and she led the baby to have a piece of bread and was killing some of it to prove to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is now eating halal and does not depend on my milk. All this and she is still insisting to have the punishment. She did not turn away. She did not run away. Although she knew that the punishment is stolen until death. Why? Because she knows the reward of the life and she knows the punishment of the akhirah, which is much more greater and more severe than the one of this life. So that at the last time, Musa sallam commanded the Sahaba to tie her and to tie her clothes so her body would not be seen, would not be exposed when stolen. And then he commanded them to dig a hole and box her in the hole. This is the way how to stone the woman of practice zina or adultery. ثم امر بها فرجمت. فكمان هذا الاسطورة على انصدامه فيد جنازة فورا فيد جنازة. that means she's not perfect, she committed sin and now she repented. الحمد لله she's not perfect. If she is perfect, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم will never fade جنازة فورا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيد جنازة فورا. بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, do you pray janazah for her, Ya Rasulullah, although she committed this sin about you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Tawhima, she, which woman, had repented, a repentance that if this repentance, then this divide among the people of Medina, amongst the 20 houses of Medina, this would be sufficient for them, sufficient for the people of Medina, sufficient for the persons of Medina. And then he said, وَأَنْ وَجَدْتَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَنْجَادِ بِنَ الشَّهْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَأَنْ وَجَدْتَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَنْجَادِ بِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. He said, and have you found a better woman than the one has given generously with herself to Allah the glorified? Yani, she decided to be killed just for the sake of Allah, to be pure, to please Allah Ta'ala. So this means repentance and the same as very great. Second, the punishment of any sin in this world would be the final thing about it. Yani if anybody does any sin in this world and punished for it in this world, he will not be punished again in the akhirah. Because Allah Ta'ala does not bear the punishment. Allah does not double the punishment. So anybody, as in the hadith of the Prophet, whomsoever commits a sin that requires punishment in, punishment in this world, and he starts there in this world, in the way after, he will not be punished. He will not sin, he will not be punished. So this is very important to understand that the Tawbah is a great worship that we all should look for to obtain and fulfill every day. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to repentance and accept repentance from us. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala Ashabihi.